We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Shin Samach Beis, the halachas of which mechitza are called mechitza to allow to carry Sif Yud on the first Shrut Chesem and Aleph. Says Mechabe, and also Tzuras Pesach, if he made a frame of an opening, of a doorway, I feel the parents, the same answer. Although we had previously spoken about an opening more than 10 amos is a problematic, it disqualifies the mechitza. Here, mutter is going to be permitted. Even if a person just stuck four poles in four corners, and he makes like a door frame by putting something on top of them, mutter is permitted. Now, when do we say this? By a courtyard and the mavi, like a type of alleyway, like with the chatzeres open up into, that they have dwellers. But in the open field, that won't be effective. Bishakol haruchais, as we continue to page 436, to do it on all the sides, al de tzuras ha-pesach, through a tzuras ha-pesach. Well, the Rambam, now according to the Shitas Rambam, in tzuras ha-pesach mayil, a door frame does not help the pirtzi yisim eser for an opening more than 10 amas. Elam can aim in middle parts unless you have more clothes than opening of wall space. Says Ramov, Azmani, then it's helped. I feel the babika even with an open field, b'chalaruchas on all the sides. It's b'seis v'nim nisma again, the smak. Says the Mishaburu, Siv Katan Nun Gimel. So he said, if you make it to a Pesach, a fill of a chulu, even for a period of more than 10 amas, meaning it's a deshuv in nechshav a makmahu the period. So now, by making it to a Pesach, it's not considered as an opening because it's actually a doorway because of the frame that you make. So they've got nundan, so mutu, that's permitted. A fill of kusha, kol har baruches, hoi ben peratzi keilu. Even all the four sides had breaches like this, which the Dersh 35 brings a picture and shows that, yeah, you have it's breaches more than 10 amas, but these are openings because it's a Tzuras HaPesach and it's on all sides. Sivkat Nun Hei, and even if you didn't stick but just four poles on the four sides and you made a Tzuras HaPesach, Sivkat Nun Hei Al Gabei on top of them, Mutter, that's going to be okay. That is Lataltal, the Teichen to carry inside of them. The Kitfanashipim Masachim Chashivit, they're like walls that have like opening, is what they're considered. Even though they're just, there's no walls. It's just one big Tzuras HaPesach. Sivkat Nun Vav. But anyway, when they say this, Bechasa Bechulu in the courtyard of Mavi, they have the iron. But not in a Bika, that's not going to be effective when it's on all the sides. Rislam, what it means to say is Shunafu Kislaha, that the walls collapse. Vasa Sham Kudisin, the Tzuras Pesachim, so they made these poles with like this the as a door frame. And because they are residents, it's normal to have many openings. The kachitir, therefore they permitted sivkot nun zayin. But by a bika open field, it's not helpful. It doesn't work when all the sides sivkot nun zayin are audit through sapesa through tzuras apesa. Fuke, it's coming to exclude him. If the circumference was appropriate, Elishish, but Prozzi is message of just openings more than 10 amas. Mahani Tzuras HaPesach, then Tzuras HaPesach is effective. I feel a little bit, even the open field, by Baruch HaSan on the four sides. I feel more, yeah, parts, even if the open area was more than the closed area. Sivkat Nun Ches. According to the Rambam, the Tzuras HaPesach is not effective, the Pirzi is Mesa for a breach more than 10 amas. But if it's only 10 amas, then it's effective. Even if the open is more than the closed area, even the open fields, even if all the four sides are through Tzuras HaPesach. No problem, and sometimes it's effective. Even by opening more than 10 amas. For example, on the third side of the Mavi, Tzuras HaPesach is effective. Even to the whole wall, Kishma Foolish, when it's open on two sides, kimish shtei tefana shleimish, since you have two whole walls, klamon, like we'll see later on, b'simishin samachdal, siv alas, sivkat nun tes, ela, kein, I mean, according to Rambam, only if you have that I'm in merubal parts, have enoch hashloch hashloch the Rambam, says Mishmur, it's appropriate to be conservative with Rambam, that Tzuras HaPesach does not help for more than 10 amas. Shigam does a smak, but smaku can, because that we find other shitas that hold like that.
Sibir Alf says the Mechaba, Mount Tzuras HaPesach. So what is a Tzuras HaPesach, which we creates a great leniency, as we spoke about? So it's Kan Mekan, Mekan Mekan, a pole over here, a pole over here, Mekan Olibain, and a pole on top of them, like a doorframe. And I fell in the gate, man. And obviously we're touching on some of the most critical features of a community-wide Erev or regular Erev, even if it's not touching them. Elish Yesh B'Niyam Kama Amas, well, they just had between them many amas. As long as the height of the poles on either side are 10 tefachim high, and they're directly opposite the upper pole, which is obviously what you have, utility poles and all these different examples, where the stick only has to be 10 tefachim high, and you have that wire on top, directly on top of it. Now, if you connect the upper rod to the two rods, or to one of them from the side, and so this gets to one of the most critical features, as we continue after Rishon Tesim and Avlam, that's not a factor. And you have to have the rods on the sides. Chazakim are strong enough, like Kabbal Delitz Kol Shruta, at least they would be able to hold even the most minute type of door. Even if it's a door made of a straw, or of reeds, but regarding the rod that's on top of them, that's enough. Whatever it is, even just a reed would be enough. Says Mishbura, Sif Katan Samach. So we want to know what's the Tzuras HaPesach. Kan Mekan Bechulu, a rod over here, a rod over here, and a rod on top. Even if one is higher than the other one by a lot, and the upper rod is put on a slant, which Shard Sin brings up from the Prima Gotham. It says the Chiddush of Egg is not sure if it's placed on a huge slant. Look at what he writes in the name of the Re'im. Now, if one end is placed on top of the high rod, and the second end is hanging opposite in the airspace attached to the wall, and the lower rod is directly beneath it, for sure that's effective, as is brought from Chiddush of Kidega. Sivkot and Samachal. And because of Al-Gabain, and you have a rod on top of them. Well, then the same thing is Al-Di Chavalim. It doesn't have to be rods, it could be ropes or wires. Sivkot and Samach Beis. And Vafil in the Gebehen, even if it's not touching them, and even if there's many Amas between them, as long as the rods on either side are 10 Tfachim high. Why? Because the Minu could say Gurasik, we view as if it extends upward, and as if the rods are going up to the rope that's on top. For example, let's say that because the rope is attached to something above, laser dove, whatever it is, as again, like you have utility poles with the wires where they're attached to something else, and the Tzuras HaPesach that we have, the kana that's on the sides, are not touching it. It doesn't go all the way up. Sivkat and Zama Gimel. And the yu mechuvan mechulu, but it has to be precisely opposite the upper rod. What it means to say is like this: shnei akonim, that the two rods yu mechuvan mamash have to be literally precise, neged akonelion, opposite the upper rod. And it cannot be distanced from it, even the minute amount. Mefilim kona echad, and even if one rod lahayi mechuvan connected was not precisely opposite, el rocha koshu, it literally was just a little bit away. Pasul is already disqualified. By the time, the reason is that Philim Nimgudas Gibbon would say extending upward, but that's still going to make it from the side, and that's not effective. Look at me as the Sif continues to explain this idea. Now, if the two rods on the bottom are not precise, one opposite the other one, so you have to constrict that the upper rod that's on top of them, you got gemalachs, then that has to also be on diagonal. Mechumen neged shnei akonim shatachtim, opposite the two rods that are beneath it. As the Shard Tzion Ois Nun says, that's how it seems obvious. And this is the Prima Gaon writes that the upper rod should be laying on them literally. It seems what he means to say is that it should be mechumen literally opposite them, because we know that it obviously does not have to touch. Sivkot and Samach Dalad. Now, if he attached the upper rod to the two rods or to one of them, but it's min hatzad from the side. He did not put the upper one on the two rods that are standing, that are vertical. El chibulahem and atzad. Rather, he attached it from the side, as the Dirshu 50 brings the picture, which is, as you see, it's not on top, it's on the side of it. So, now, we do find other interpretations. What is Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad? The one is the Hagoy Sashri on the Rosh and Ervin explains that the upper rod is nailed in between the two rods on the sides, as the Dirshu brings a picture, which is words are brought in Prima Gadim and Chazanish. So it's not, it's like, I mean, it's not on top, but it's between, it's not on the side the way the picture we brought, but it's still not on the top. Or another way, the Rif, in the beginning of Masechet Erevin and the Rambam, they explain that Min HaTzad actually means to say from the side of the wall, as the Dirshu brings a picture, that it's a regular Tzuras HaPesach, but it's on the side of the wall. And that's not effective to permit, because it's not normal to make openings, doorways, by the corners, rather in the middle. Besides the Reds, also the Rif and the Rambam, they agree that if you attach the upper rod from the sides of the two rods, they also would agree that that would be a psul of Min HaTzad. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Now, why is this problematic? L'fisha in the demo, the Pesach, it's not similar to an opening, because what, that's the whole point of a Tzuras HaPesach, as the figure of a doorway, because Shamashkim Nitin Al Shtei Mezuzos. Generally, the lintel is put on top of the side post, not on the side of them. That also you should know, the Masha Mekel HaTaz, this is the Taz lenient. I feel a soim in the Taz, that even if you made it on the side, im asoy begoy b'hakon, if you made it in the height of the rod, b'shavim hakon ha-mamish, equal, literally, with the rod, she'en hakon ha-imid, that you don't have the rod that's standing, boilit l'malam l'chevel, it's not sticking out above from the rope, as the Dirshu 52 brings a picture, that even though it's made on the side technically of the pole, but it's all the way on the top, so there's none of the pole that's sticking out above. It says Kolachin Chod Malav, all the Chodim disagree on him. It's really who they hold. If Ina, no, it needs to be Shia Chevel Al Gabe Akan Mamash. Literally, has to be on the top, not even on the top of the side. It has to be on the top of the poles. Now, Vimar Kana Shalomala. Now, if the pole that's on top, Tochad Ben Kana Lekana, is stuck. Is pushed in between one rod and the other rod. Shenechka ktsas bakon, that it's a little engraved, carved into the rods, as the Dirshu 53 brings a picture. So it's on top, but it's not on top anymore, because you made a hole, you made grooves, and now it's pushed down a little bit. Kein shayis no amonim, like the professionals make. Bakon mait from mal. Now technically the side poles are sticking out above. Al gava kon shem nebanim, over the rod, the rope that's placed on them. That says the Mishnah Berurah continues after issue test. Mistapik of Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is not sure. Mitzad the Bezal Hachman is inclined regarding such cases to be stringent. Sharetzin Nosin Biz says, look at Makar Chaim and then have taken Ervin. Sounds like with El Chari that is makel regarding this. Maybe his intent is also regarding that doesn't go above from the rods at all. Just we're not bothered this that the side posts are a little bit thicker than the rope. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzad the Bezal Hachman, like we said, he's inclined to be stringent. But if the poles are not sticking out above, he just carves out a little bit in the middle to put the rope inside of it, which the Dirshu 56 brings a picture. As you see, it's on the top. You're just making a tiny groove to get it in, that it should be placed there very well, and it shouldn't lower down. And that is okay. That's called on top. So if you knock in a nail on the top of the pole, and you tie a rope on that, so it's technically around, it's not on top now anymore because it's around the nail, that's okay. That is placed on top, opposite the side poles. If you wrap the strings around the pole from the side, until by all the wrapping here, now you have elevated above the poles, that's also kasher, which the Dirshu 58 brings the picture, that although it starts, the rope starts not on the top of the pole, but you wrap it around until you get to the top, that's okay. Now the question, which Mr. Brewer is bringing up this big question, which is generally the city-wide, community-wide, whatever Ervin rely on, and miyachal ismach ala telegraph, could rely on the telegraph, which they had these poles, the wires. the electric wires. B'makom tzuris ha'pesach, in the place of tzuris ha'pesach, I'm b'tshuva z'man ma'matchas ma'lam na'alfa, b'tshuva shayla meisha ma'dur kama chelik beis simen k'pei vav ha'pei ches, u'b'tshuva b'shlem ha'chelik alef simen mem alef. Sif katan samachay. So the Mechaberet said, v'du ben atzad, loy mahani is not going to be effective. Now, v'mhemet kana acher. Now, if he positioned another pole, takas eza makom, shahayu ben atzad, beneath any space that was menatzad, that's kasher. Meaning, as the disher brings a picture, so although technically, and this is what you have oftentimes with the utility poles, that it's minatzad from the pole. It's not on top of the pole, but then you made another, like you took a board that's 10 tefachim high, and you put it beneath that pole where it's minatzad. Now it's on top of that board, so it's al gabav. Then it would be kasher. But one should remove the disqualified pole because those who see, because they're not going to realize that there's a board, and they're going to think that, oh, that's kosher because of the pole when it's really not sat. And it has to be that the side poles should be strong enough to hold the most flimsiest of doors. But the pole on top, that's enough, whatever it is, even of a gemi, it's some type of from a rubber plant that's going to be effective. Now that gemi, it's actually not allowed to ruach. It still has to be that it's not removed when there's a wind. Writes like this: still kill kandash al gabon. That it's more lenient the rod that's on top of them. Kandash shabat studen from the rods that are on the sides because the oisin shabat studen those on the sides. The wind doesn't blow them. Why? Given the heim mishum mechitza. They're functioning as a wall. And if you have a wall that the wind shakes, it's not called a wall. But the rod that's on top of them, you have to be careful not to allow that the wind shouldn't blow it away. But if the wind shakes it, that doesn't bother us. Because the ikar machitza, so you have these wires by the telephone pole, because the ikar machitza, because the primary machitza, it depends on the two poles that are on the sides. There are from the later authorities that they are stringent regarding this, which the Sharat Sinai's Nandav says the Mishkan Yaakov, but there are also other reasons that if you don't tie it strongly, there's many problems that could come from this. Look at there also that he writes that if the rope that you put on top of the poles bends downward in a circle, you have to be careful to fix it. Look over there that he's lengthy regarding this. And says Mishbul, according to them, when you make the erev through a rope, you have to strengthen it very strongly, so that the wind does not blow it. So if you base kippa, Pirish, shad ha'asuk kippa, you have a gateway that's made like a dome. Says Rashi, says Machabe Mishbul Agleho, if you have at the bottom, at the legs, before it starts to turn, to round. But to turn, asar tefachim, it cuts to a height of 10 tefachim, which has mishum tzuris ha'pesach, that's permitted for the halach of tzuris ha'pesach. So the mishbrus of kodim sabach zayin, kodim sh'yaskal izag, before it starts to round. It's limited, it says, the limit tzarfin, mokam eagle, you don't combine the area of the dome, the goyv asar tefachim, the height of 10 tefachim, shatar at least tzuris ha'pesach, because it has to be like the a form of an entryway. Be'alocha divin maschal al bebikul imahani. So he said that tzuris ha'pesach works, but that's a chatzem mavi, but not by a bika. So it says to be halacha from the unspecific wording of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and also from the Kitzur Piskei Rosh and the Tosfos, it sounds like that even if it's 10 amos, doesn't help by a bika. However, from the words of Yerushalmi that's burned the Rosh, it sounds explicitly that specifically if it's more than 10 amos, it's not effective. But if it's 10 amos, it helps even by a bika. So why would we say that the Rosh would disagree on this? And that sounds like a little bit from the simple understanding of our sugya that says ilim be'eser, and the Gemara doesn't answer Rabbi Yochanan's tuma by a bika. Now, la halacha, for sure, one could be lenient and rely on the smag, and the smag that write explicitly to be lenient regarding this. He says afterwards, I found the chai adam, also writes explicitly to be lenient. He says also, you should know that if you made four poles in Rosh Hashanah and the Tzuris HaPesach, for sure it's not going to help, even if it's just 10 namas, because you see later on in Shin Samach Dal that you cannot make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah only with actual doors. The Masl, because you call it Ruchas Adet Tzuris HaPesach, but a bika doesn't help when all the sides are Tzuris HaPesach. The Prima Gadim is not sure in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, but a Tzuris HaPesach of four poles, if that's a biblical machitza, and to be mechayev the one who throws in it from Rosh Hashanah, or Tzuris HaPesach is effective only to permit a karmless or a breach more than 10 amos, then min ha'tarei it's a machitza, and for that reason the Tzuris HaPesach is effective, look over there. Now, from the words of Tosfos and Erevin Daf Yud Aleph, and also in the Russian Rashba that they asked, why do you have to make pasi b'rois, these certain boards of certain measurements to permit to give to drink to the animals of those who make the pilgrimage, Zoyle Regal, just make four poles with a pole on top of them. That's a Tursa Pesach. And over there, the Pasuk Berurah is even the Rishos Rabbim is brought over in the Gemara Daf Chav. Look over there. And even so, it permitted according to them through a Tursa Pesach of four poles to carry from the pit to there. So you see, the Raisa does become a Rishos Yachad. However, according to the answer, the Ritzvov, the Intesa, the Gemara is not talking about only when you have two Mechitzas according to the Halacha. And that's how the Ritzvov also agrees over there. Look over there. If that's the case, it can't prove anything. For sure, according to Pesach Ben Chanan, that's told about where you have the four poles, that you had poles between them, less than three tzvachim between each one, to be a mechitza. For sure, you see explicitly that through poles, it would not be mechitza. That's obvious in the Rif, in the name of Haigoin, that explains like this, for the fact that he writes over there, Tzurza Pesach Shasoy Minatzad, that is, that you made the Tzurza Pesach by the corner, and because you don't make an opening by the corner, and the Gemara has brought this teaching on four poles, obviously that it was the mechitza was closed up until that place. The way it's written in the Chiddush Rashi, but the Rif goes with the Shittas of Ben Chanan. Now, according to all these, at least, there's no source that it would be Mechitza Deraisa through just four poles. And to the contrary, it sounds like L'chari, the opposite, for the fact that they needed the poles between them. It's just, you could reject it a little bit, that it's only rabbinic. And it says that it's a wonder on the Rav, the Prima Gadim, that he doesn't comment from all this. It says, you should know that this is all specifically by four poles, that there's no Mechitza between them. You just have a pole on top, on the above. But if you have two full mechitzes on two sides, and on the other two sides, or even by one of them, you make like a Tzuris HaPesach, it sounds according to everyone, it would become Rishos Yechad through that, and the proof is from this that we hold, that a Mavim full Rishos Ram, that a Mavim that's all flush over to a public domain, you make a Tzuris HaPesach one side, and a Lech Likur on the other side, through the Rav Magid writes, and his brother Magid Ram, instead of cutting your design. And Be'alach Rambam, so according to the Rambam, Mechul, etc., a Tzuris HaPesach does not help to appear to more than 10 Amos. Elam Kin, Amin Merub Alaparts, unless you have more closed than open. So look at Magid Mishnah, he's bothered from the Sugya Nevin of Yadav, that the Gemara comes out over there, that even when it's more than 10, it's effective. But there, it was through four poles, which are totally breached, look over there. And the truth is, according to the way we brought previously from the Pirshu Ben Chananel, there's talking about where there was rods on top, between them. If that's the case, so that's, yeah, obviously, very simply, that's talking about where you had Amin Merub Alaparts. And we already wrote and we proved that the Rambam also explains like that, Pirsh. And even the words of Rav Yisrael that goes in the Shita of Rav, that it's not helpful at Tursa Pesach when you have parts of Merub Alaymed, gets rejected because we don't hold a grab when there's more than 10 Amas, but when there is at least two floors, that is more than 10 Amas, and also parts of Merub Alaymed, Rambam would hold that according to everyone, it's not going to be helpful. And the Masa Bukhan Al Gabayan, that what's a Tursa Pesach is two poles and the pole on top, and even a minute amount, says the Bialocha, would be sufficient. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 37. Although the Be'alacha said, Ladina, for sure one could be lenient regarding 10 Amos in the Bikka. Chazanish writes, that's forbidden even if it's 10 Amos, the way it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. Dusha number 38. An area that partly is a Bikka, and partly is surrounded for residential purposes. And you surround all of it through a Tursa Pesach. So it sounds like a Tripus Chassam Sefer that the Tursa Pesach that was made in the part that's a Bikka, has a lach like Tursa Pesach of a Bikka that's not effective. And the Tursa Pesach was made in the part that is made for residential purposes, is considered Tursa Pesach in the Makam Dira, which is effective. It's just that he writes that since the Tursa Pesach were made for the Makam and the Bikka, that's made only on two sides, so then that's Mutter. On the other hand, the Pin Mechaz Nish, that since the Tursa Pesach are effective to the whole enclosed area, and part of it is a Makam Dira, so it's considered as if they're all made for a purpose of Makam Dira, and therefore even if he surrounds the Makam with the Bikka, only through the Tursa Pesach, you would be allowed to carry over there. Shartin later on, Shin Samach Gimel Sev Kant Azayim writes the name of the Sefer HaChaim regarding Tursa Pesach that is at the end of the Mavi that you have over there the airspace of a Bikka, you have to make it within three Tvachim of the wall. Look what we write over there. Regarding a caravan that rests in a Bikka, Chaznish writes that since they're not literally dwelling over there in that place, like a Chatz and Mavi, has a look like a Bikka regarding this. This is number 39. Mishmar wrote in Sivkot Nun Zayin that you can't permit a Bikka through Tursa Pesach, But excluding if, let's say, the enclosure was appropriate, it's just that you had breaches more than 10 amas, then Tzurus HaPesach is helpful, even by Bika on four sides, even if it had parts of Merubah Le'imid. Chanish wonders on this, because if the parts of Merubah Le'imid, the more open and closed area, so how are you considering that this enclosure was made Ketikune? And he writes, the Dafke of the Le'imid is Merubah, then the Tzurus HaPesach helps to permit on all four sides, even if the breaches are more than 10 amas. So too, if you have on two sides that there are walls one opposite the other, the Le'imid by them is Merubah, and you have breaches that the length is more than 10 amas, and the two other sides are totally breached, as the Dishah brings a picture. You see that Tzurus HaPesach on two opposite sides, just Tzurus HaPesach, and then on the two other sides, on the length, we have Oymen Merubah al parts, and you also have the Tzurus HaPesach. Then it would help to permit on the four sides through Tzurus HaPesach. Now, in the case that the two walls that are Oymen Merubah, where you have those breaches, as we mentioned, are actually one right next to the other, in the L-shaped bracket, what's called Kimin Gam, as the Dishah brings a picture. So it's not true over there if you could fence in the other two sides also through Tzurus HaPesach. Dishah number 40. If the length of the breach is more than 10 amas and the parts of Merubah, and he wants to close it off through Tzurus HaPesach, opinion of the Tzurus Chasam Sefer is, even according to the Rambam, you can make many Tzurus HaPesach where the length is less than 10 amas, one right next to the other. On the other hand, Chazanish holds that if the length of the breach is more than 10 amas, you cannot enclose it through Tzurus HaPesach, even if you split that Tzurus HaPesach into many smaller openings. Dishah number 41. In the case that the two walls are near each other, like we call Kim and Gam, like an L-shaped bracket, Chazanish is not sure, according to the Rambam, if in such a case it's possible to make the two other sides a Tzurus HaPesach that the length is more than 10 amas, even when the parts are Merubah or not. Now, if the enclosed area, the width is less than 10 amas, and the length is more than 10 amas, and you close it with four Tzurus HaPesach, it sounds like when the words of Be'alocha in Shin Mem Vav Siv Gimel, that also according to the Rambam, it would help to enclose the area with Tzurus HaPesach, because since the two Tzurus HaPesach that the width is less than 10 amas are considered like regular mechitzas. Chazanish holds that it doesn't help in such a case, Tzurus HaPesach on all four sides. Look over there what we discussed also over there. Dish number 42, Chazanish comes out that regarding what the Be'alocha had said, that is it a mechitza in a Torah when you make a Tzurus HaPesach of four kandisim? Chazanish comes out that it's considered as a mechitza in a Torah, and this they say it's forbidden in Bika, is only rabbinically a problem. Dish number 43, Be'alocha had said that if you have a breach more than 10 amas, still, in the Torah, it's a mechitza. So you see from his words that a breach more than 10 amas makes the area that's enclosed forbidden only rabbinically. Now, there's a machlokes regarding this by the Gedolei Achronim. The Shuvah Zvei Zavrayim hold that in a place that has a name of Dal Mechitzas, or the Oymer is Merubah, so the breach more than 10 amas does not make it forbidden only rabbinically. That's what the Chazanish writes, that in the case that the Oymer is Merubah al parts, the breach more than 10 amas only makes rabbinically forbidden. However, the Shuvah Mishkanes Yaakov holds that it is biblically problematic. And in great length, it's discussed in Chuvus Mishnah Rabbanan in Siman Yud. Dish number 44, Be'alocha wrote that the Pasuk Berois is also in Mishnah Rab. And therefore, even though it's permitted according to them through a Tzurus HaPesach of four kandisim, so you see that Midaraisa, it does become a Shus Yachal. Chazanish wonders in this. He said, even if you're going to say that Tzurus HaPesach from four sides considers the area within the Mechitzas a biblical Shus Yachal, however, when you do the Shus Rabban, they shouldn't permit it because since the Hilach Rabban, the fact that the public walks through it, nullifies the Mechitza. And even if you make two whole walls, the Tzurus HaPesach on the two other sides has the Kaich of Hilach Rabban to nullify the Tzurus HaPesach. And be sure, when all four sides are surrounded just only with Tzurus HaPesach. Dish number 45. Regarding, the Mechaber was discussing what's the Tzurus HaPesach. Regarding the Chiv of Mezuzah, by Tzurus HaPesach, that's made for Tikkun of Eivin, the Chazanish holds that since it's made for a Mechitza, it's Chayv in the Mezuzah. And the reason why you don't make a Mezuzah is because the Mezuzah is not protected, and sometimes they do it in partnership with a non-Jew. However, the opinion of the Makar Chaim, that even though regarding carrying, it's not for Tzurus HaPesach, however, the Chiv of Mezuzah is only by an actual Pesach. And since you're making this from poles and a string, it's not considered as a Pesach, and it's part of a Mezuzah, and that's a written Shuvah Marsham. Can't compare the Pesach of Mezuzah to the Halach of Shabbos. Dish number 46, Sharatin had brought from Chedusha B'Kveiga, that wasn't sure if you place it on a great slope. Now, he explains that the sides of the doubt is that if it's placed on a great slope, you have to analyze if it's what's called Pischa Shamalim, which is an inferior opening, which is lacking a remedy. And it's not explained in Reb Kiveiga what is the corner of the angle that disqualifies. But at least you see that even by recognizable slope, it's kosher, as long as not a huge slope. Mishmur says some lahakal, even by a huge slope, and that's a Pinchas Nish to say that it's kosher. And we discussed this in Mishmur later on, Sebkon Samach Zayin. Now, in the case that you make the Terusa Pesach on the slope of a mountain, that is that if the two poles will be the same height, so you're going to have that the lintel is going to be on the diagonal, as the Dirsha brings a picture, so it's a straight line, but a diagonal, like the mountain is. So in Sefer Machshavas Yisrael, and Tikkun Erevin, he writes that since the slope is on the ground, and not really in the pole that's the Mashkev, so that's not considered as a Terusa Pesach Balachsen, and that's going to be Kasha. And look what he writes in Sefer Chedushim Biurim. Now, if you lift up the lower pole until the pole of the Mashkev, the rope, is straight, like the Dirsha brings a picture, because you made the pole higher up in the mountain shorter, for sure that's going to be effective. Dish number 47. If a person placed the two poles on the sides on the diagonal until they're kissing each other, like the Dish brings a picture where it's you made it like a teepee, Chaznish writes that it's possible because since it's not considered Terusa Pesach, only when you have a rod that's on top of them, on top of the poles on the sides. If you place the two poles beneath the edge of the roof, so we discussed that in Shimon Bav Sivka Lamanav. Chaznish also writes that you need to have that the upper rod should be whole. But if it's broken up in the middle, it's disqualified, even if you don't have between the two parts of this rod, three tvachim, and you don't say over here the halach of lavad, because that's considered as a pischa shemai, inferior opening, as Brun Taiz Menachas Dav Lama Gimel Mabez, that the halach of pischa shemai is set also by the roof. Dish number 48. Mishrad said that, the reason why the poles don't have to go all the way to the top, because you say good asik, and that we never consider as if the poles go up to the string. Now, on this reasoning, the Chuvas Avnezer wonders, because regarding a Terusa Pesach that's made like a dome, we see in the Gemara Eben of Yodav on the Bays, and also Shulchan Aruch Paskins this in Sivyud Bays, that if the poles are straight beneath and their height of 10 Tvachim, it's kosher, even though they don't reach to the upper rod. And there you can not say good asik, because since the circular of the dome separates between the rods on the sides to the upper rod, so we discuss this in Charatzin later on, Shin Samach Kimo Sefkon Pei Zayin, and the Mishburu later on, Sefkon Samach Zayin. Dish number 49. Mishburu had said that you didn't put the upper one on top of the two poles, you just attached it from the side. Dish number 49 says that even if in the way that you made the upper rod two pegs from the two heads, and then you put these pegs on top of a pole that are on the side. In other words, as the Dish brings the picture, so it's on the pole, but it's really on the side because you have two, let's say, tiny boards that are on top, and then it extends out, and now you attach the board on top to the two ends of those boards. Chaznish writes that that's considered as a Terusa Pesach Natzad, and it's going to be puzzle. Even though the handles of the mashkev are above the mezuzah, above the doorpost. He brings a proof to his words, because in every Terusa Pesach Natzad, it's possible to say that the tops of the rods of the door frames are attached to the upper rod, which are its handles, and the beginning of the door frame is beneath them, and there's no difference between if it's connected to them naturally, a connection, or whether you're attaching through human intervention. And it's obvious that even in such a case, it would be considered Terusa Pesach Natzad, and it would be possible. Now, in a case where the pillar is wide on the bottom and narrow on the top, and you put a string, the upper string, above from the side, where it comes out that it's above, it's placed above the thickness of the rod that's beneath it, as the Dish brings a picture, so it's very wide, and it has a height of 10 tefachim, and the string is above that, but it's not above the top of the pole. The Chuvas Avnezer writes, it's caution, Pinchas Nish, is that if the whole beam from 10 tefachim, from the 10 lower tefachim until the upper rod gets narrower, so that's possible, because since such a case, it's considered Terusa Pesach Natzad. But if the pillar is straight, it's just you carve out on the sides the height of 10 tefachim, and through that, you make it narrow, and you put over there the upper rod from the side, but it's above the area of where it is wide of the pillar, like the Dish brings a picture, where you have like this like bottle, where it gets bottlenecked after a height of 10 tefachim. So the rope is above that 10 tefachim, although it's not on top of that, which really is like what you have with utility poles in that way sometimes. So that's kasha, and it remains with the tzarachin. Now regarding doorpost and a lintel that's not recognizable if the mashkev is above or from the side. For example, let's say it's made from stone and clay, like in our houses, Chaz Nish writes, that's going to be kasha. Issue number 51, regarding if the poles on the sides are not straight, but rather they're on a diagonal, like the issue brings a picture where it's just being pulled, it's not straight, it's a little bit slanty. Chacham Shlomo writes, and his words are like this, that if the rods of the Tzuris HaPesach are on the diagonal with the rope, and they're not literally straight vertical going up, rather they tilt backwards or forwards, it's as if the rope that's above is not placed opposite the rods that are below, only if it's like considered from the side, and it doesn't have a halacha of a Pesach, rather you need it to be literally straight up and the rope on top of them. What it means to say is in the way that the pillars are slanted towards beyond the domain or within the domain, and not one opposite the other. On the other hand, the Chaz Nish holds that if the pillars are bent towards the internal of the domain or towards the outside of the domain, in the measurement of an angle that it would be would gather to a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amas of length, because if not, it's not considered as a mechitza, as we write later on in Simkovches, as he writes later on, Kovches Sevkot and Gimel, that mechitza that does not gather with such a shear is not considered as a mechitza. If not for that, then it's going to be kasher. That is, specifically if the upper rod is placed literally on top of the rods, however, if it's not attached to the rods, it's just there in the ear space, in a place that where, if you were to extend the rod to Gurasik on the corner of the diagonal, it would hit the upper rod, then that's going to be disqualified. However, in a continuation of his words, he writes that not to permit this, that this heter does not have a reliable source, because in such a case, it's not considered as the mashkev, as the lintel, is standing on two doorposts. Now, if the pillars are bent one towards the other one, like the Dishra brings a picture, like the tops are tilted towards each other. So in Shartin later on, in Shin Samach Gimel Sevkot Nir Alf, says Kasher. Chaz Nish writes that also here it's possible that only if the rope is placed on top of the beams literally, then it's going to be Kasher, not if it's opposite that in the ear space opposite them. Now if the beams are bent to their back, meaning distancing one from the other, as the Dishra brings a picture, Chaz Nish writes that according to Rashi, Masechta Shabbos Dev Kof Aleph, it's kosher only if it's you close up beneath the diagonal. That is because if you don't close it up, so then the goats could break through beneath the pillars and nullifies the mechitza. According to Taisis over there, even if you don't close it up, elsewhere he says like the opinion of the Taisis. Which this is based on how the Shein Halachas explains. Issue number 55. Chaz Nish holds that even if you stick the upper rope or rod in the middle of the rods that are on the side, it's going to be kosher, because since the upper rod is placed on top of the rods that are on the sides, and even if it's a very deep ditch that you carved out on the top, until that the sides of the side pillars stick out above from the upper rod, like the Dishra brings a picture, still he says it's kosher. Dishra number 57. If the nail that sticks out above the rope, what's the halacha? Shuvas Chesel Avram writes, and Shuvas Zikanaran, that's not considered Tzuris Pesach on that side. The reason for that they write is because that's enough that the rope is above also of the rod, and it's similar to carving out the rod just a little bit and putting the rope in that engraved area. Now, according to this reasoning, it's difficult because the Mishnah brings the words of Pirim Gavim that's inclined that even if you place the rope in the chakak, in the carved out area, it's considered tzuris pesach v'netzad. According to his words, also when you stick in the nail, you should make it disqualified from tzuris pesach v'netzad. However, the Kaf HaChaim writes a different reason, that since the nail is thinner than the rod, and it's stuck to it, it seems it's visible to everyone that it's an external attachment, and it's not from the rods, and therefore it's considered that the rope is placed on top of the poles. Tzuris Beis Shlomo writes that it's better to stick the nail in a way that it won't stick out from the rod, just the top, so that it's not higher than the rope. Dishu number 59. The reason why it's possible by the telegraph, the utility poles, the Shreilu Meishav and the Bishlema write, because the upper pole is attached from the side. The Maimot Chav Yishlema, they disqualify, because the reality is, in such a case, that the Tzurza Pesach is distant from the wall, 3 Tvachim. Shreilu Meishav discusses that if the Psul is also because the Tzurza Pesach was not made for the purpose of being a Tzurza Pesach, and it comes out, then no, it doesn't have to be made for the purpose of being a Tzurza Pesach. That's the Chazon Ish writes, that even if it's not made for that, and also now it's not the primary utility, if there are residents that pleased to utilize the Tzurza Pesach as a permissibility to carry, that's considered Tzurza Pesach to permit, even though that there's no intent of the owners, it's just other people's thoughts. And later on, Tefresh Lamesh, I had seen over there, you see that according to Pirim Gadim, in the way that the upper rod was not made for the purpose of Tzurza Pesach, so then it has to be literally on top of it and not in the airspace opposite it. Now regarding electricity wires that are very common today, the Sefer Bina Simcha writes in the name of Reb Chaim Greinemann that their halacha is worse than the Tzurza Pesach Minatzad, because since the rope is far a little bit from the poles that are on the side and doesn't touch them at all, but he adds on that you still have to discuss if you put other side posts beneath the electric wires in the way that those are on top of them, if that's kosher. Now regarding the rod of the Tzurza Pesach, that the previous Shabbos, the people of the city did not want to carry through it. Is it permitted to rely on it for the coming Shabbos when they did not think from before Shabbos to rely on it? That will be explained later on by Halacha and Shin Samachim will serve it after Maschel Avil. Issue number 61. Later on, the Shin Samachim will serve Kodin Kodin Beis. Mishabur writes that if a person put pillars that they're tied as 10 tefachim and tied the rope above them on other pillars that are on the roof, so that's kosher, even the way that he tied from the side of the pillars that are on the roof, because these pillars that are on the roof, they don't function as rods of the Tzurza Pesach, just the pillars that are beneath. Shartzin over there writes, it's tafku and it's not possible in any other way, but if it's possible in another way, it's better to refrain from that because of, you know, of optics don't look good. Dish number 63, Mishbur said the R from the Achrin Dar Machmer regarding the movement of the rope that's on the top. That's also been the Chazon Ish. There's no place to differentiate between the rods that are on the sides to the rod that's on the top, because everything gets included in the structure of what's called the Tzurza Pesach. Somebody writes, not to disqualify Mechitza or a pillar that shakes, only in a way that through the shaking it would nullify from it the name of Mechitza, and therefore by Tzurza Pesach, that the pillar is not disqualified only if it shakes in a way that the wind bends it over to be beneath 10 Tvachim, or that it distances 3 Tvachim from the wall beyond the Mavli, or that through the wind. So then the upper rod goes out from beneath the two rods on the side, because in such cases that nullifies the Tzurza Pesach, as is explained in the Ayin Aleph Sifkot Yud. And the next comment in the Shaar Tzion Sifkot Nun Vav, the Shaar Tzion explained, because if we don't make it very tight, there's many problems that could happen to this. So Dishra 64 says, because he writes over there like this, that you could disqualify for many reasons. Number one, when the string falls and it like bends downward like a U-shape towards lower down, it's considered as if it's a lintel that's rounded, that's pasul, like a U. And just that they're permitted by a kippah, as Shulchan Aruch says in Sefer Beis, it's only because that the face of the dome that's upper ends in a straight line. But here, where it's all rounded, so that's Pesach Shamay, that's an inferior opening. It's not considered as a Pesach, as a Tzurza Pesach. Number two, since the part that's bent downwards is not found to be above the side rods, rather between them, and that's considered Tzurza Pesach Menatzad, as Mishbur explained in Sifkot Samach Dal. And even if only part of the mashkev is bent down, it's considered that part as if it doesn't exist, and you're missing part of the mashkev. Number three, when the string is loose, it's common that through the wind, the string will go out from between the side posts towards the outside. It comes out that the side posts are not opposite the mashkev, and it's possible. He also writes that even in that, at a time when the wind is not shaking the string, and it is between the side posts, it's possible because it's still machitza that cannot withstand the common wind. Chazanish agrees to the last two reasonings, and he disagrees in the first reason, because since he holds that a mashkev that's ogle, a rounded mashkev, is kosher, as we explained in the coming comment. And the Sefer Bina Simcha brings from the Biskar Rav that this reason that that those who make the Erevin make wide side posts, way more than the string that's on top, because so that even if it goes, the string goes moves because of the wind, it still will be all totally between the poles, these boards, and because it's very hard to like really make the string so tight that the wind doesn't really move it at all. Dirsha number 65 that we don't combine the rounded area to the height of 10 tefachim. But regarding the mashkif, the lintel, Chaznich holds that even if the mashkif is rounded also above and it doesn't have a straight top, like the Dishra brings the picture, it's still kosher. And the Ritz says something in the Rambam, the Chaz Mezuzah, and the Tur Shulchanoch, and your Derish Peizan. Over the Ritva and Erev and Afilav, you see that by a kippah that is considered as a mashkif, the top of the whole dome that's above the rounded, as the Dishra brings a picture, so though internally it's rounded, but the top of the brick, let's say, is flat. But if the mashkev is ogle also from the top part, it actually will be possible. That's what Pinyas Taisis Shabbos, in Shin Samach Gimel, Pima Godim, Chuvas Chasam Sevet, Chuvas Mishkanas Yaakov, another Achim. Look in Sharatzin Sivkon and Vav, that he brings the words of Mishkanas Yaakov that we mentioned regarding if the rope that you put on top of the rods are bent downwards in the circular shape, that you have to be able to fix it. Now, if the upper rod was made from two poles that are diagonal and their heads are kissing opposite the opening of the Pesach, as the Dishra brings a picture that it ends on it's like a triangle on the top. Chaznish writes that the Alachsin has a halacha like being rounded. That's as written Shuvas Avni Neis. Chaznish Lishutasi writes that if the mezuzahs are a height of the doorposts are a height of 10 tefachim, so then it's kosher like the halacha of a kippah. And if it's not 10 tefachim, according to Ram, it's possible, and it's possible also according to the tour, or according to the Mishkas Yakim. And the other achim that we mentioned, that the mashkev that's rounded is possible, something would be when you have two rods that are diagonal. Now, previously, Chaznish writes that just like by two poles, by diagonal, it's disqualified according to those who hold like that. Something is by one rod that goes on the diagonal, on the slant, on the straight diagonal, as the Dishra brings a picture, where it's straight, but it's going on the slope. One should disqualify it. However, in the opinion of the Prima Gadim, Tesu Shabbos, that they qualify the upper rod that goes on a huge slant, and on the other hand, they disqualify when the upper rod is circular, as we mentioned before. It's obvious that they hold that there's a difference between a straight diagonal, that's kosher, regarding circular, that's possible, and that's what seems to, in the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, was brought in Sivkot and Samach, that he said on specifically to say it's kosher by a slope, that even it's very slanty, and regarding a string, the upper string that's rounded, he was concerned for the Mishkas Yaakov to say it's going to be possible. Now, if the mezuzahs are made in a circular shape, and the roof is straight, as the Dirsha brings the picture, so the walls are bent, but the top is straight. So the Chaznish writes that from the wording of the Taz, near Dirish Pezayin, it would seem that since it's recognizable that the roof is flat, so that's going to be kosher. Dirsha number 66. Regarding the width of the cavity of the Tzus HaPesach, so look later on in Tafresh Lama Sivkov and Test regarding Sukkah, that brings a machlekes if you need to have that the width is 4 tefachim or not. Regarding mezuzah, Shach writes in your Yeridirish Pezayin that according to Rashi and Mordechai, the Torah has to be the width of the Pesach is 4 tefachim. Tezah Shabbos brings the words of the Shach, and he writes that for sure regarding Mechitza Shabbos has to be that the width is 4 tefachim. And that's what the Chaznish writes. According to the Torah, you need to have that the opening has a width of 4 tefachim. Elsewhere, he's inclined that also the Rambam agrees regarding this, and over there it sounds like from his words that, however, 3 tefachim for sure you need to have. So it's a Pesach that has a height that's higher than 20 amos, Be'alacha writes in Shin Samach Gimel, that's kosher. So it's a Pesach that's low down than 10 tefachim, Mishmur writes later on, and over there in Shin Samach Gimel, Sivkot Tzadi Gimel, that the Chorim agree that's possible. Other part of the Meran, Tzurz HaPesach, is in Shin Mevav Sivkot Laman Aleph, Shin Mevav Sivkot Nyud, Be'alacha, Shin Nen Chesiv Tes, Mishmur Brewer later on, Shin Samach Gimel, Sivkot Chob Gimel, Chob Zayn, Chob Ches, Tzadi Gimel, Chob Gimel, Shad Tzin over there, Be'alacha over there, Sivav, and what we read over there in all those places.